I'm envisioning Steve Fuller dancing.
Yeah.
It was not good.
How terrible was that?
Just a validation that those of our Caucasian have no rhythm.
That is the voice of Dennis McKinnon, Silky D, the book, Chicago Bears number 85, Silky D Bears All, written by Dennis McKinnon and Chet Kopick. So nice to see you, Dennis.
It's so wonderful to be down here in your new digs.
Yeah, what do you think? Not bad.
Not like the original place.
Not bad.
But you can't beat the view.
Right, so true. People have said that the 1985 Chicago Bears are the greatest assembly of football players that's ever happened in the NFL. Do you agree or disagree?
I'd say yes, because at a time when you had to be tough to play this game. It's a lot easier now, and they don't allow contact.
Yeah.
It's more of a fashion show, all about me, not about the team.
Yeah,
you know, and then that's kind of not what a real fan remembers. We like the gladiator sport. We like hitting. We like pain. We like suffering, because you know, for those of who work all week, we look forward to Sunday kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And during my era, if you were Catholic, they moved church up an hour so that you would not miss Bears kickoff.
How about
really?
That?
That's when you know you're
that?
Good.
But
so God is a, you know.
A big football fan.
Yes.
So, but they say that one of the reasons that they have softened the game is for the longevity of the players, not just to play longer, but to live longer. What do you think about that?
Well, I understand that the seed of the National Football League is Little League. There are more moms now who have more control over where their kid plays now. The league could not afford to lose that money. So we actually, though, we were really concerned about safety. Now we have the blue tents on the sideline, which is really a reflection of Dave Duerson with the CTE.
Yeah.
And more importantly with that is that it is a great game. If I can come out of it unscathed,
mm-hmm.
at a time where they didn't care about safety, imagine what the players are protected by today. So I tell parents, your kid can play right now. It's a lot safer than it ever has been. And they're making sure of that so you can sleep better at night.
But it's interesting you said when you played it was more of a team sport instead of a me, me, me sport. I didn't realize. You're absolutely right.
There was no free agency. We were still in a lot of ways slave labor. And we were able to go on strike in 87 to get the league, or the courts in this case, to specify that what the league was doing was illegal. And they created free agency. But the first player who changed teams for free agency, people don't remember, was Wilbur Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, $6 million guaranteed to go to Washington. So he was the first. So that's a pioneer there.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Duerson, in terms of CTE, with the blue tents on the sideline, is a pioneer there. Walter died of bile duct cancer. Now he's a face of the league in terms of the Man of the Year award. So I have three teammates of mine who will be talking about their legacy forever.
That's great. So what are we going to learn about in this book other than, boy, you loved your mommy? You loved your mommy.
There's not a player that plays any sport that won't talk about mom.
That's pretty,
you know,
sweet.
And I think with the way the world is going right now, whether that's political, whether it talks about multiple change, climate change, police brutality, we want to talk about Colin Kaepernick and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
These are real life issues, you know, and domestic violence is huge. The league for so many decades looked the other way. They can't do it anymore. We've been exposed. So from that perspective, I think there has to be dialogue and conversation about what's important for every young man who is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
I tell, imagine that being your sister or your mom who's being abused. What would you do if you found out who it was? As me having teammates who are doing some of those things, who are bragging about it, I have no respect for you. So to me, anytime you raise a hand to a woman, you're no longer a man. And I think the National Football League, being who it is, you needed to address that and put things in place that players that do this will not be allowed to play in this league.
They're not doing that, Dennis. Why aren't they doing that?
Money.
That's what it is, isn't it?
It's all about money.
Yeah.
You know, and think about athletic ability and God-given ability doesn't allow you to be dishonest and to be that kind of brutal person.
Yeah.
To a defenseless woman. And from that perspective, there are players in this league right now. We hopefully finally finish in the Antonio Brown situation.
Yeah.
The Tyreek Hill situation in Kansas City, he should never be allowed to see the field.
Yeah.
Great talent does not give you a pass. You know, to me, as ethics should be first and foremost in the minds of our owners, and they need to address that because we're still seeing guys getting passes.
So how would you handle it? You said it happened to you. You had teammates that were being physically abusive to the women in their lives. What was your reaction? How did you handle that?
The easiest way of dealing with that, when you're doing events and sponsors say, well, I heard that you have such and such on your roster. Well, if he's going to be part of your roster, we're not going to support your event.
Yeah.
Sponsors have tremendous amount of power.
Yeah.
So imagine if the league start losing a lot of sponsorship money.
Yeah.
Things would change dramatically.
Yes. You're absolutely right. The book is called Chicago Bear number 85, Silky D Bears All, Dennis McKinnon with Chet Kopic. I was telling you off the air, it still shocks me when I think about Chet and he is no longer with us. I can't believe that man is no longer with us.
He was in my eyes, white chocolate. he was white, but he was so sweet. And everybody had to have a piece. And
God, that is, he would love that.
And I was so looking forward to us going on tour with this book.
Yeah.
And I'm specifying that, you know, I still have his voice in my head. I can't get rid of it. I still have his last emails. His
All
last
right, Silgate.
Yes. And it's, you're talking about almost a 40-year friendship. And we finally got an opportunity to collaborate together, and now I got to go on the show without him, but I'll be talking third party as long as this book's on the market. Yeah. And make sure no one ever forgets who Chet Kopic was and is, and the impact he's had on Chicago, not just around the country, but Chicago in terms of radio.
He started talk radio here.
He's the
for
man.
Sure.
That's why we say he's the godfather.
Sports talk radio, I should say.
You know, is that Mickey offer you can't refuse? You know, and that's Chet. And so to me is... A different personality took place whenever he had a mic in his hand.
Yeah.
And the memories that he had and the stories that he could tell is worth the price of admission.
It was so funny, upon his passing, you'd hear people reminisce about Chet, and they would tell one story that didn't paint him in a very good light, and then another story that wouldn't paint him in a very good light, and then they'd always go, I love the guy. Like, they would say things about him that normally you'd go, is that good or bad? But
well,
then it always ended with,
even
I love
the beautiful girl in the world, you say, I really don't like her, but I still want to date her. I mean, so there's nothing perfect about any of us, but there's certain qualities that we just have to have.
Yeah. You mentioned Colin Kaepernick. I was going to ask you at some point, what's your idea of what went down with Colin Kaepernick? Why didn't he get another job quarterback
on
the football team?
I have a brother who served in the Gulf War, was in the Army for 32 years. So it was a Desert Storm in Gulf War. I have a lot of friends who are first responders. And there's a tremendous amount of respect for those who protect our borders and allow us to sleep good at night. And we raise money for all their charities. And we pay homage to our veterans. So sometimes the message is lost in terms of what kneeling actually is. It's about a culture, about brutality, about equal rights. And sometimes people who never had to fight for those things, we call that privilege, don't actually get it. You know, and I think with that, go to a game. When they're playing the national anthem, see how many people don't take off their cap. Mm-hmm. See how many people are actually on their phones, not with their hands across their heart. They're disrespecting the flag, but you're concerned about a guy on the field? Mm-hmm. Let's be real. You can't be American when it's convenient.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Do you think there was some collusion with NFL owners to not bring
him
back?
No, there's no doubt about it.
There's no question.
Every Sunday, there are about 25 quarterbacks who are awful.
Yeah.
Who are working.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who actually took the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, and there's might be some rust, but he's still better than a lot of quarterbacks that are still in the league. So, yes, there is some black ball that's tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the Kaepernick situation causes so much communication that we have to have anyway.
Yeah.
Stop talking about all these committees that you're putting together as National Football League when you have a young man who deserves an opportunity to play, because what he did is a lot different than someone knocking a woman out and still having an opportunity to play on Sunday.
You're absolutely right. And you said your brother and some other relatives served. Thank them for their service for us. But do you think that it was disrespectful? Do they think, rather, that Colin Kaepernick was disrespectful to troops?
No, because at the end of the day, we're gladiators on the battlefield or on the gridiron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think there's a tremendous amount of respect. You have to have a great DNA to go fight for this country. And for so many of those who've come home on U.S. soil and the way they've been treated, you want to talk about disrespect? The government disrespects our veterans more than anybody. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think from that perspective, as an athlete, if you want to bring attention to something, don't just do it during season, do it year-round. I think that's the format, is that more times than not, people look at you and what you make for a living. They can't get beyond the money.
Yeah.
If I was at my job, I would say, no, you're not making $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't get to have that kind of dialogue and conversation. But as a true American, someone who works 9 to 5, that's a different category in terms of what that athlete does. Those are the best in the world at what they do. So a lot of time when you haven't been in that situation, don't have that kind of talent, you really don't have an opportunity to sit at the table and have that conversation.
Sure.
You know, and I think with that, it is really about, there are a lot of people who are call themselves American who really don't honor the flag that we never talk about. We're only onus and on athletes, yeah. Which is not cool.
Dennis McKinnon is here. His new book is called Silky D Bears All, written by Dennis McKinnon and the late, great Chet Kopic. We'll take a little break, come back with more. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder in studio with us. Silky D himself, the great Dennis McKinnon, wide receiver extraordinaire for your Chicago Bears. The new book is called Silky D Bears All. Dennis wrote it with the great Chet Kopic.
Chet Kopic have his fur coat on when he wrote this
the whole
with
time?
You, Dennis?
Was he wearing it the whole time?
We talked about that a lot. I'm like, you know what? How come PETA has never been out?
Right, throwing paint on him.
Throwing paint on him. And he said, you know what? What did he tell me? He said,
we're back on, by the way.
You can't protest style.
You can't protest style.
And I was, you know, because I closed my eyes and I can still see him.
Yeah.
And I think the first time I saw him, I didn't know he was that tall.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
You know, and as he got older, he got shorter. Back problems, yeah. Body problems, yeah. Surgery. He was in so much pain.
Mm.
You know, but the voice, the memories never changed.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, he have his diet cup. Got to
have
his
right.
diet cup.
Bears game tonight. I suppose you'll be watching it. Will you be making chili?
Well, it's going to be warm here. You're going to be in the Capitol, but, you know, Jordan Howard, their all-pro tight end, has concussion issues. He probably never play again. Trent Williams, the left tackle, still holding out. So all they have is Adrian Peterson with no offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, should be an easy win. Should be a confidence booster for us because, you know what? The first half of the Bears season is the easy part of our schedule. Second half is pure hell.
Sure. So
and
win now.
We better get our offense together before the second half.
Mitch Trubisky thoughts.
Game management, I hate that word. But I think that we have seen what he can be and what he can't be. And I think there are limitations to Mitch. The leadership thing is the most important thing for him. You got great running backs. Mm-hmm. We brought in Montgomery, and you got Cohen. So we should be able to control the clock. We just got to be able to get Trey Burton healthy. He hasn't been healthy since last year. Our defense is what it is. It's still the best in football. But we're playing at least six teams this year that can score 30 points a game. So our offense better get it together.
Yes.
You know, the Mac Nagy genius we've been hearing so much about.
Yeah.
Sometimes trick plays are great. Sometimes you need to just man up and run the ball.
And Mitch can run the ball.
The problem with that is, if he goes down, what do we got?
Yeah, then you got a problem. Yep. Dennis, Wendy and I have had many NFL players in the studio, and they move a bit gingerly. They're very slow to move. You don't have that. You're moving very well.
I'm still Soul Train, baby. I've had total knee replacement. I still got it going on.
What's the key to this? How are you managing? You look like you could play today without a problem. What's going on?
It's DNA.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym 4 days a week.
Wow.
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with that, it's about understanding what your body is, the only body God gives you.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of it, you're going to be on the side of the road needing a tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any excuse. Like, you know what? As you get older, you're supposed to get better.
Right.
Because a lot of stress in your life should be gone.
Yeah.
So now it's about quality of life, surrounding yourself with good people and doing great things that make you happy.
Yeah.
And I think with that, how are you going to enjoy yourself if you're constantly in pain? There's no doctor can make money off me because I'm on no medication.
That's fantastic.
You.
Good.
You say, you know, enjoy yourself. What do you do for fun? You're retired now. What do you do?
I teach. I mentor.
When look
I
at that, you.
I teach Little League. I mentor young men who are incarcerated. I raise money for a lot of charities. And like I said, it's I have nothing to really be depressed about. I can't worry about people also, well, are you so upset with players making this? Well, you know, I can't do anything about when I was born. But I had an opportunity to play a game I love, and my parents got a chance to see me play. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And in my entire career, I've never been in trouble. So I'm still a very good brand.
Wow.
And I think that's the most important thing. As we get older, we're still supposed to be a reflection of the great tendency and indicate rule that our parents taught us. Mm-hmm. They never change with age.
Mm-hmm.
So my values haven't changed at all. You know, and this is my town. This is Chicago. So as long as I do good, they'll look out for me.
That's right.
You're inspirational.
I know.
One of us had to say it. I'll say it. You're inspirational.
It's Being a free agent walk-on.
Yeah.
Most people thought I was drafted. I wasn't. Yeah. So everything I ever got in my life, I've earned. And I appreciate that. And I'm humble, and I've always learned how to say thank you.
Yeah.
And take advantage of every opportunity that you get.
Do you keep in touch with other Bears that you played with?
I see all guys all the time. I mean, and the thing about it is that we always talk. And I always say, I need to see you. Because sometimes guys will never tell you if things are going bad.
Yeah.
No, I need to physically see you. So that way you can look me in the eye and know everything's okay. And we always have to look out for our brothers no matter
what.
Sure,
of course.
And because the vultures are always circling.
And Walter got his statue out in front of Soldier Field with George Halas.
I'm sitting at the unveiling with Johnny Rowland, who was Walter's running back coach. And to my left is Roland Harper, mm-hmm. who was a running back, fullback, who blocked for Walter before Matt Sui. And we're looking at him like, you know, something's missing. Because Walter was always elevated when he would stutter step, you know, and famous for the stiff arm. Mm-hmm. So there's certain things that we see, that we analyze, we critique. And I said, but he's immortalized now.
Mm-hmm.
And for all Bear fans, for generations to come, they're going to hear about Sweetness. Not only the impact that he had on the National Football League, but the great man that he was.
Yeah.
And for those kids, Brittany and Connie, I can't say anything. I'm always going to be Uncle Dennis.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
The book is called Chicago Bear Number 85, Silky D Bears All, Dennis McKinnon with Chet Kopic. It's available on Amazon. There's also a website, barelyactive.com.
Barelyactive.com was my site, so you can actually order it from there. And I have it set up through PayPal, so actually I can actually personalize it and send it to you.
Really?
So you don't have to physically see me.
Oh, that's great.
But you're so inspirational. People should see you. You're here to change the world.
And but when I do come, they do show up.
Oh, I bet.
You know, so sometime when you can't physically get to see me, if you're around the country, yeah. I'll send it to you, signed, personalized.
You're the best, Dennis.
Pleasure
Thank
to
you.
See
great
you.
To
Happy
see
100
you.
Years.
So oh, as they say, and go Bears, and tonight, we're in the Capitol.
Yeah.
We're in Chocolate City.
Yeah.
But you're not there to entertain. You're there to get a win.
That's true. We got to remember that.
Bertrand is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We can say goodbye to Silky D right now. Pleasure to have you.
Oh, Wendy and Bill, thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you for having me in.